Stephen Foster, who formed the Isha Supporters Club. And well, you can tell me, how long ago was it you formed the Isha Supporters Club?
Oh, good evening, Phil. It's about 7 years ago. It was decided that we didn't have any way of the supporters hearing what was going on in the club. We decided to form a supporters club, and we try and get people to go to away matches and generally get information out to the fans that isn't necessarily on the Isha Rugby website. We have our own website, ishasupportersclub.co.uk, where we put a different take on some of the news that's coming out of the club.
And this year there's been quite a few changes, obviously, coming down from the Championship, but I think the supporters club, there's even more involvement. They've got a real role to play in the club.
Well, we like to think so, and we find that there are more and more people coming forward and saying, can I help in some way? Does the club need something? And I act as a conduit between the fans and the club, and we've provided lots of equipment and lots of resources for the club as well.
And if we look at last season, you know, in the Championship you're losing matches. This season in National One, very competitive league, but perhaps winning more than we're losing here at Isha. Is that more enjoyable for you as a supporter?
Oh, of course it is. It's no fun going to matches and seeing your team being beaten every week, and it's similarly not much fun seeing you thrash other teams every week. So when you go into a match and you don't know what the outcome's going to be, in this league, the top club can be beaten by the bottom club.
Definitely so. And I suppose we're at just about the halfway mark, so the Supporters Club's half-term report for Isha Rugby Club.
Well, just keep on doing what you're doing. You've started out well. You're new to the class. But I'm sure the headmaster is looking at you. And you've got to just keep doing what we can.